Jesus isn't that valuable to you. It's an all or nothing proposition. Now, follow along into Luke chapter 9 again and go to the end of the chapter, verse 57. This is so critical for us to understand and so practical, as I'll point out. They were going along the road, Jesus with some of the people who followed him, some of the disciples or would-be disciples. And somebody said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Really? Jesus said to him, "We're not going to the Ritz-Carlton." I hope that doesn't affect you negatively. "The foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. If you follow me, you will lose everything." That's the price. Just know that. Jesus didn't say, "Oh, great, follow me, you will be happy, you will be healthy, wealthy, prosperous, successful." He said, "Just know this, I don't have any place to lay my head. It's going to cost you everything." Oh, he said to another, "Follow me." He said, "Oh, I need to go bury my father." And the implication is his father wasn't even dead. What does he mean, go bury his father? Go to the funeral? No, hang around till he gets the inheritance. He just heard Jesus say he wasn't going to have anything if he followed Jesus. Jesus had nothing to give him, so he wanted to hang around home until he could pack a fortune in his bag and then come after Jesus. He too disappeared. But Jesus sets the standard as total self-denial. If you turn to the 14th chapter of Luke, just introducing these times and places where Jesus discussed this, you find that the message is always the same. There's a great multitude in verse 25 and chapter 14, and they're coming along with Jesus, and he turns and he speaks to them. "If anyone comes to me," you all want to follow me. You want to be my followers. "If you come to me and you don't hate your own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters and even your own life, you can't be my disciple." It's not about you. It's not about your self-esteem. It's about your sin and your desperation and you seeing Christ as so priceless and so valuable as your Savior from sin and death and hell that you would willingly give up everything. If it costs you your family, if it costs you your marriage, and in verse 27, you